the hymn of creation from the ancient Rig Veda. Have you ever wondered about the creation of this universe? Why was this universe created? Who created it? What is the purpose of all this? And how exactly was the creation done? We will try to find answers to all these questions today. Today, we will be going deep into the most ancient text known to mankind. That is the Rig Veda. And in the three small parts of this video, we will try to uncover the nature of this infinite existence. But these answers might not be exactly what you were looking for. The Advaita channel is about consciousness, conscious living, and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient texts from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. So make sure to hit like and subscribe to our channel. The first part of the video is titled The Beginning of the Existence. And here I will directly read from the hymn of creation from the Rig Veda. In the beginning, there was neither existence nor non-existence. There was no atmosphere, no sky, no realm beyond the sky. What power was there? What was that power? Where was that power? Who was that power? Was it finite or infinite? There was neither death nor immortality. There was nothing to distinguish night from day. There was no wind or breath. God alone breathed by his own energy. Other than God, there was nothing. In the beginning, darkness was swathed in darkness. All was liquid and formless. God was clothed in emptiness. Now, these verses are very strange. They are not clearly pointing towards anything. This is because the nature of reality is such that our intellect cannot grasp it. Whatever is finite and whatever has a boundary, only that can be conceived by that which has a boundary. Our intellect and our mind has some fundamental limitations and has a boundary to it. And it can never conceive something which is infinite in its fullness. That is why, whether it is the Bible or the Vedas, they try to point us towards that reality. They try to point us in the right direction. That is the job of the scriptures. The journey is ours to walk. And here, the hymn of creation is talking about the unmanifested state of existence. In Vedanta, there are two states of existence that is explained. One is avyakta, that is the unmanifested state, and second is vyakta, the manifested state. Right now, we are in the manifested state. We can see the world around us. We can see the variety and we can see this incredible infinite universe through our eyes. This is the manifested universe. What the verse is pointing us toward is that before this creation, there was something beyond this. There was something called as the unmanifested state, where there was a pure potentiality, but there was no manifestation as such. This is technically not nothing, but to our mind, it will look like it is nothing because it is non-physical in nature. The Vedanta also describes this as Satchidananda, existence, consciousness, and bliss. This is the pure formless consciousness which existed before the creation of the universe in an inert, subtle form. This is what the ancient scriptures tell us. In the second part of the video, let us talk about the seed of the soul. And I will now continue to read the next part of the hymn of creation from the Rig Veda. Then fire arose within God, and in the fire arose love. There was the seed of the soul. The sages have found this seed within their hearts. They have discovered that it is the bond between existence and non-existence. This is again a very interesting point. Here, the verse is talking about the seed of the soul which is enabling each and every one of us to have this experience right now. The verse is symbolically telling us that in this unmanifested state where God alone existed, there was a fire of love and the seed of soul was created. And this soul, which exists in everyone and in everything, is what enables everything to have its own existence and have its own experience. And the verse also tells us that the ancient sages have found this soul deep within their heart. They have seen this to be true. And they have said that this is the connection between existence and non-existence. Our mind, the way it is structured, it can never go beyond time, it can never go beyond space, or it can never go beyond causality. Only that which is within the bounds of time, space and causation, our mind can conceptually, intellectually understand it and grasp it. Whatever is beyond this boundary, the mind can never get it. And that which we call God, or the pure consciousness that is the essence of creation, is definitely beyond this boundary. And this is why mind has not yet able to comprehend God or the creation of the universe. We can only understand that which is in existence and that which has no existence. We cannot understand, or we cannot even conceive the concept of something that is beyond existence or non-existence. This is very difficult to get into because our mind begins to fail here. This is the limitation of the mind. And these ancient sages have said that there is a soul within us, and that is the link between existence and non-existence. So if we go deep enough within ourselves, we will access that dimension which we can call God. That is what we need to understand here. And this verse is simply talking about the emergence of the universe within that unmanifest pure consciousness. In part 3, let us talk about the unfolding of creation, and I will continue to read from the hymn of creation here. Who really knows what happened? Who can describe it? How were things produced? Where was creation born? When the universe was created, the one became many. Who knows how this occurred? Did creation happen at God's command, or did it happen without His command? He looks down upon creation from the highest heaven. Only He knows the answer. Or perhaps even He does not know. From Rigveda 10.129. Here again the verse goes into the incomprehensible nature of this existence. The verse is telling here that this reality and the nature of this existence is such that nobody can intellectually grasp it. Nobody can verbally speak about it. And it is incomprehensible because of the nature of our mind and because of the limitation of our intellect. The verse also says, maybe the God knows the answer, or perhaps even He does not know. Because how do we know if God knows the answer, right? This verse clearly speaks to the limitation of human mind. Although these verses seem very ambiguous and unclear, they are pointing us towards something which is very fundamental. If we read between the lines and if we understand certain pointers that are embedded within the hymn of creation, we begin to, little by little, understand the nature of reality, although we can never fully conceive it with our minds. The verse first of all spoke about the infinite nature of existence, and note here that these verses are more than 10,000 years old. Look at the profound language that they have used and the nature in which these verses are crafted. And these verses basically are telling us that before the manifestation of this universe that we can see all around us, there was something which cannot be understood or which cannot be talked about. This is the unmanifested state. This is beyond creation. This is beyond existence and non-existence. And that state, since it was the cause, so to speak, of the creation, we can call it God. And we can say that the entire manifested universe that we are experiencing right now came from that unmanifested state of existence. It came from God. Now, we will go a little deep here and we will try to understand the teachings of Advaita Vedanta. And through this, we will also understand what these verses from the hymn of creation are pointing us toward. Now, I know that by talking about this, I am bound to make this a story for my mind and for our intellect. Although this might not be the exact representation of what might have happened, when we put these concepts in language, we are bound to bring it down from their actual nature. Because language is limited, and through language, we are trying to talk about something which is unlimited. But just for the sake of our minds, just for our curiosity, let's try to put it all together. At the beginning, there was something beyond existence and non-existence. This was the unmanifested state. Vedanta describes this state as that pure consciousness, as Satchidananda. And in this pure consciousness, spontaneously, the universe appeared. It emerged. And the universe began to expand and the universe was created. Since before the creation of the universe, only that one reality existed, only that one pure consciousness existed, whatever has appeared from it, whatever has emerged within it, must also be pure consciousness itself. Since there was no outside and inside, since there was no concept of time-space, and since there was no concept of existence or non-existence before the creation of the universe, whatever was there was all there was. And the universe that emerged had to emerge within that pure consciousness, since there was nothing apart from it. And since the universe has emerged within that pure consciousness or God, the universe cannot be anything apart from consciousness or God. This is how we need to understand Advaita Vedanta. The universe and this existence is one without the other. There is only one ultimate reality, and everything, all the duality, all the variety that we are seeing right now is a temporary phenomenon. It's a lower form of reality and it is an appearance. If we delve deep enough, we will find oneness in everyone and in everything. And we will find that the entire universe is an expression of consciousness. It's a projection in consciousness and it is consciousness itself. This is the nature of reality. And this is what was said by the great enlightened beings like Adi Shankaracharya, like Swami Vivekananda, like Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Ramana Maharshi, and so many others. So, once we grasp this, we go beyond this reality. And that is the goal of our life. And I hope that this was valuable. And to go forward with this, you will have to first understand the nature of self. And Nirvana Shatakam is one of the most profound works of Adi Shankaracharya, where in 6 simple verses, he talks about the nature of self and who we truly are. And by doing so, he explains to us the nature of reality. So to understand Nirvana Shatakam, you can check out this video next. Thank you. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and I'll see you on the next one.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.